This is from thefederalist.com. Let's talk about lies for a minute. Winston Marshall leaves Mumford & Sons instead of bowing to the cancel mob on Twitter. This guy's a hero. This is, you know, somebody's going to go, miniature, please. He's just a scraggly bearded little scrawny soy boy that can play a banjo. Dude, I don't care if the guy drinks soy milk lattes 24/7. What he did and what he said about what he did makes him a crusader night hero in my book. I love this guy. I don't even like Mumford and Sons. Kennedy, cue up Mr. Hall, Mrs. O'Connell. Are you a Mumford and Sons guy?
There was a couple of their songs that were pretty popular. I was never a huge listener, though, but they were fun. Yeah, I don't mind some folk music if it's pretty good.
You don't mind a banjo, though, do you?
I love banjo. I like a little bluegrass.
Okay, so this guy's a banjo player in his band. But most people wouldn't know this unless you watch the documentary on it. But when the pop, country, folk band, whatever you want to call them, ultimately they descended into madness, a band called the Eagles. You know, when they first, if you listen intently with earbuds in, listen to Take It Easy, listen to Lion Eyes, listen to Witchy Woman, you'll hear a banjo playing. They had a banjo, dude. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
The Eagles had a banjo guy. They kicked him out of the band because he was a jackass, but they had a banjo player. All right, hang on a second. Let me finish this, and then you and I will chat about this. So this guy, Winston Marshall, after months, now here's what he did. He said it would be a good thing for people to read Andy Ngo's book about Antifa. He was reading the book, and he liked the book. And he liked Andy's writing style. And that's all he did, Kennedy. He didn't endorse Trump or anything. All he said was, I am enjoying reading Andy Ngo's book about Antifa. And they went after him. In early March, Marshall tweeted about American journalist Andy Ngo's New York Times bestseller, Unmasked. And here's the tweet, Kennedy, and all of you. Congratulations, Mr. Andy Ngo. Finally had time to read your important book, You're a Brave Man. Close quote, end of story. The dude gets canceled. Again, this is lies. Andy Ngo told the truth. You know why they hate Andy Ngo? Because he had the courage to go wade into those numbnuts, those lunatic maniacs, those homicidal maniac nutbags in Portland. When people have forgotten about this. Am I the only one that remembers Chaz? Remember the little tent city that they claimed that there's a piece of property and they wouldn't let anyone in. They cordoned it off and they claimed that this is the Republic. No, then you call it the Republic. What do they call it? Something of Chaz, right? This is the, what was the term that, in any event, well, Andy Ngo was going to these leftist rallies in Portland and in Seattle. And when they discovered that he was reporting on what they were doing, reporting the truth, in one instance, they beat the snot out of him. They put him in the hospital. In another instance, he was maced. He was sprayed with pepper spray. So he writes this book, and Winston Marshall says, I like the book. And the mob goes after him. When Winston Marshall continued, posting about books had been a theme of my social media throughout the shamdemic. I believed this tweet to be as innocuous as others, how wrong I turned out to be. When Marshall commented on Ngo's bravery, he didn't think he was doing anything newsworthy. In a mere 24 hours, though, he experienced a landslide of pushback. By daring to comment on a book critical of the far left, he was labeled as a fascist far right winger. Now, again, we just got done reading and listening to the wisdom of Alexander Solzhenitsyn about, if you don't do anything else, citizen, do not cooperate with lies. What does Solzhenitsyn say? His exact words. Our way must be never knowingly support lies. Well, it seems to me that Winston Marshall internalized that and went, okay, I won't. I'm going to say I like Andy No instead. Marshall tried to challenge the mob's narrative. After all, he characterizes the far left and far right as equally bad, and he's not a partisan ideologue for either party. He's just searching for answers. Though there's nothing wrong with being conservative, he says, when forced to politically label myself, I flutter between centrist, liberal, or the more honest bit this and bit that. In response to allegations that his tweet made him a fascist, Marshall says his family knows the evils of fascism painfully well. After all, 13 of his family members were brutally murdered in Holocaust concentration camps. I would think that would give the guy grounds to talk about it. Apparently, Holocaust survivors are now not sufficiently woke enough. Despite pressure to nix me, he says, they invited me to continue with the band. He says his bandmates would not bail him. He said, no, you quit, we quit. They did a Rudy, basically. Rudy, Rudy, Rudy. In a further attempt to resolve the situation, Marshall apologized and temporarily stepped back from the band. Anyway, this time he confronted a second viral mob, which criticized him for the sin of apologizing. Their words, not his. Now, in a society that does not cherish mercy, you're going to have anarchy, mayhem, and murder. It is mercy that stops the killing. Ultimately, it's an act of charity and love, but it's mercy. What does our Lord tell us? What's in the Lord's Prayer? Et dimitte nobis debita nostra, right? Sicut et not dimittimus debitoribus nostris. That's the Latin form of, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. That's an act of mercy. When you say the Pater Noster or the Our Father prayer, you're saying the Lord's Prayer, as it's called, but you're also committing yourself to mercy. If you're not willing to give mercy out, why should someone give it to you? These people have no mercy. This is diabolical evil. Rather than attempt to appease the mob once more, Marshall turned to the words of Alexander Solzhenitsyn, as I was just reading from, and he quoted from the Live Not By Lies essay. That's how I stumbled on it today. And he who is not sufficiently courageous to defend his soul, don't let him be proud of his progressive views, and don't let him boast that he is an academic, or a people's artist, a distinguished figure, or a general. Let him say to himself, I am a part of the herd and a coward. It's all the same to me as long as I am fed and kept warm. And so Winston Marshall then yesterday said, all right, that's it. I quit the band. Because I want them to continue making great music, and I don't want to be an impediment to their success. That's an act of charity, dude. That is a courageous Crusader Knight act of charity. People should be going, hey, Winston Marshall, you're a brave guy. Dude, that's an act of courage. I like that. Now, let me bring Mr. Hall in. Sounds like Winston Marshall may be a candidate to read Terror of Demons and become one of in Kennedy's army.
Yeah, he might be. And I don't know if people know this, but that band, I don't know what the lead singer's name is, but I know that he grew up in some sort of Protestant church planting family or something. His parents, I believe they lived in the States for a while, and they sort of like planted evangelical churches. So I don't know how conservative they necessarily are, but if you're in that environment, you're obviously not going to be anti-social conservatism, because then you'd have no one to plant your churches with. So they've said things in the past that were relatively conservative, to be honest. And I saw a quote yesterday from Dave Rubin. I know Dave Rubin is not necessarily like-minded on everything, but it was just this meme from him on the Babylon Bee. And he said, today, any sane person is a conservative. And I mean, that's really what it is. I mean, this is going back to G.K. Chesterton's Orthodoxy, when he says he became a Christian because he was searching for sanity. He just said, I'm looking around and people are insane. The only sane people are Christians. And we're living through that again right now. And he wrote that in the 1920. So we're about 100 years later. And same with Thomas Sowell. You know, you listen to his interviews and he was sort of a civil rights liberal, let's call it that. And then they say, what made you conservative? And he said it was facts. You know, so you look at Antifa as someone like this banjo player and it's, oh yeah, they're terrorists.
They are terrorists.
That's all it is. So, I mean, you look at, I mean, you know, you just have to be sane. You know, you could be a libertarian, you could be a classic liberal, whatever. You're going, yeah, burning down cities is just not something that I support. You know, call me crazy.